You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartselle, Alabama, so stay tuned.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations in Athens, Alabama. I have Ashley Moore with me right now. She reached out through the Mark White Show Messenger and shared about her son Brody and his diagnosis of autism. Now, this is Autism Awareness Month, but the way I feel about that is if it's worth talking about in a month, it's worth talking about year-round. And it's a subject that I've covered year-round as well as other topics because I do think it's important that we keep it on our radar and raise awareness because people like Ashley, with a recent diagnosis, is now going through this process that many of you have gone through before. And that's what Ashley wanted to do, was form a group that the ladies could support each other and be open about the struggles that they had with their children being on the spectrum. With that, welcome to The Mark White Show, Ashley Moore.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Glad to have you and to be able to talk about this subject. This is something that's close to us and my family. With that said, you received a diagnosis in March, so this is really recent for your two-year-old Brody.
Yes.
Tell us about receiving the diagnosis. How did that come about at such a young age, 2 years old?
So the questions and concerns were there. It just obviously was secured when we got the diagnosis. And when we got the diagnosis and we started thinking back, honestly, Brody was showing signs as early as 4 months old. He was having flapping mechanisms. He would flap his arms, well, his hands, and it would literally look like he was riding a motorcycle. So, you know, at the time we were like, oh, are you riding your motorcycle? You know, thought it was cute because we've never personally been exposed to autism other than my oldest son has a best friend who is autistic. But, you know, not being around an autistic child every single day, you don't know all the things to look for. Brody was verbal up until 2 weeks after my one-year-old were born. He and Ruby Joe are 11 months apart, and he was completely verbal. He had 4 words in his vocabulary, and then he just went nonverbal. And I was like, okay, that's weird. But I know bringing a new baby into the home, like, you know, the oldest baby could possibly regress a little bit. So I really didn't think too much into it. Well, another thing that concerned me, you know, when you bring a new baby into a home, the other baby either kind of loves them or hates them. It's like, oh, new baby, or like, this is my house, like, get out of the way type thing, you know. With Brody, it was like Ruby was not even there. He did not even register that she was there. Her cries did not bother him. He would walk right through her like she wasn't even in the floor. I mean, it was like she just wasn't there. And that threw a really huge red flag to me. And I was like, okay, so I kept these thoughts to myself. And after, you know, noticing that, because obviously I'm home with them every day, so I see a lot more than my husband does, I brought it to my husband's attention, and we just started paying more, you know, close attention than we already were to Brody and his mechanisms and all the things. And we noticed that he wasn't responding when we would call his name. He wasn't learning how to use utensils, you know, properly. Very picky eater. If he didn't want something, he would throw a tantrum. He would, you know, knock it out of your hand, all the things. So I initially brought these concerns to his doctor, and we started the process of getting the autism referral. But in the meantime, she wanted him to start on occupational therapy and speech therapy. Well, at his occupational therapy evaluation, the OT therapist told us that he didn't have upper extremity strength as he should. So when that was relayed to his pediatrician, you know, she had the conversation with me, are you okay with doing a neurology exam, you know, just to rule out that there isn't any brain development issues. And I was like, yes, you know, that's fine. So we went through a series of testing, and thankfully everything came back clear. We're still awaiting genetics results. So we don't know the answers to those, but then we did have the autism evaluation, and he did register level 3, you know, the highest level. But a lot of that does have to do with his age and just, you know, the extensive therapy that he needs and whatnot. But when I got the diagnosis, like, I was sitting in the office, and I had already went in, you know, I tried to mentally prepare myself. I had that talk with myself, like, okay, Ashley, you know, you've got this, like, it's gonna be okay. Brody's not broken. You know, if he is, like, it's just gonna look a little bit differently. But when I was sitting in the room and the doctor and the autism director was speaking with me, I just broke. And they were like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm not crying because of what you told me. Like, I'm really just sitting here questioning myself, like, because I don't know anything about autism. Like, did I do something wrong? You know, did my husband, like, were we not good enough? Like, all those things just started flooding in. And they were like, no, absolutely not. You did not do anything wrong. Like, if anything, you're ahead of the game because you noticed these signs and you stayed on top of it and you advocated for him and you didn't take no for an answer until you got an answer, you know, all the things. And so we got the diagnosis, and I didn't really talk about it. I sat on it for about a week, and then I was just like, you know what? I'm tired of acting like I'm okay. Like, all these thoughts are going through my head, and I want to share them because I know that I have to not be the only one feeling this way. So I decided to do a live on my Facebook, and with doing that live and being completely transparent and just going through all the feelings that I was having as a mom, I had over 100 I mean, I haven't counted like in total, but it is well over 100 of moms that I knew, moms that I didn't know. My inbox was just flooding. You know, thank you for being transparent. I haven't come open with the fact that my child is autistic or, you know, I've been dealing with this for, I mean, it was people all over, like moms that just got a diagnosis, moms that have had the diagnosis for 15 years. And I was like, why is this not talked about? You know, why do these mothers feel like they can't openly discuss like how they're feeling? Like it's okay to not be okay. And so, you know, I had conversations with those moms, but what really changed the game for me was this past weekend. I had went out of town on a business trip and we had some motivational speakers and Inky Johnson. I don't know if you know who Inky Johnson is.
From Tennessee, yes. Correct?
Yes.
Former Tennessee Vol player.
Yes, yes. And that man's story, if y'all do not know who Inky Johnson is, please go follow him. Listen to his podcast. I literally felt like Saturday when I walked out of that auditorium that I could drive a Mack truck through a concrete wall and I would survive it. He had me on fire. And I told my husband when I got home Sunday, I said, you know what? I'm starting a support group for moms because it bothers me that we do not have a safe space, or we feel like we don't have a safe space. And about that time, I got a message from a mom that I didn't know. And she said, hey, Ashley, you know, I'm so-and-so. I know you don't know me, but my girlfriend told me to go check out your live. And I just wanted you to know that I needed that. She said, I have been dealing with every single bit of emotion that you have been talking about, plus some, and I haven't talked about it because I've been trying to be strong. And at that moment, I was like, okay, let's rock and roll. Let's start it, you know. And I started this group for moms who have autistic children. It's called Resilient Warriors. The name came from, I mean, first and foremost, as a mom, even as a dad, parent in general, you're a warrior. Like, it takes a strong one to be a parent, right? You know, but I chose resilient because at the end of the day with autism, the hardest thing for me is walking in the unknown. I'm a control freak. I like to be in control of everything, and I'm not in control of this. And that is my biggest struggle, is I'm literally having to take it day by day. Sometimes you have to take it minute by minute because you never know what you're going to get. And that's hard for me. That's scary for me. And so I chose resilient because when you're resilient, you have the strength to overcome battles on a day-to-day basis. So,
and the response so far has been really good. I can sense your passion, so I appreciate Inky Johnson and whatever he said, then to roll over into the Mark White Show because it's spilling over into this conversation. I can sense that, and that's really good that you're carrying that with you. And whatever somebody can find in a conversation or some type of motivational message that can help move them forward like you're doing to come up with some idea, some way of helping others and also helping yourself, because you're going to find, and you found, moms that have lived with this for a while and have some experience that mm-hmm. you don't have yet. And so that's great. And then you're also going to be able to share your experience from the earliest stages of 2 years old. And this is going to be something that's going to be helpful for those who maybe didn't find out until later, and you're sharing some of the early signs, but you're also sharing the progress of Brody, which is going to be great.
I'm excited. I just, like, it's doing exactly what I hoped it would. And, you know, I told my husband from the jump, like, I didn't care that if it was only one other mom or if it ended up being thousands, but the group is doing exactly what I had prayed that it would do. You know, I had a mom that I went to high school with that joined, and next thing I know, you know, she's in there and she's getting raw and she's getting real with how she's feeling and her experience. And I'm like, girl, I didn't even know. And we've known one another for 15 years. And it just, it breaks my heart, but it adds fuel to the fire, you know, to the passion that I have, because the world teaches us that we have to be strong, right? Like, it's okay to not be okay. No, it is perfectly fine. Like, even the strongest have a breaking point, and it should be talked about. That's why you have issues of anxiety and depression and all the things, because people don't talk about what they're going through. And that's the whole purpose in this group as a mom. And, you know, my mother-in-law told me, well, dads need to be in there too. Well, yes, I agree. I hope that there's a dad out there that's strong and courageous enough to create a dad support group. But I'm not a dad.
Right.
I'm a mom. So I don't know what dads walk through. So.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Ashley Moore. She is the founder of Resilient Warriors. This is a group that is designated for moms who have children with autism and sharing their experiences, their struggles. Ashley has been sharing her own struggles with these moms, and the group is growing. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation on the other side. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, coming to you from Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations in Athens, Alabama, located at 402 West Forest Street. Today, I have Ashley Moore with me in the studio talking about her son Brody, who's 2 years old. She received a diagnosis in March of Brody having autism. He's living with that. And now the family's living with that as well and sharing her experiences through a special group called Resilient Warriors. Welcome back to the show, Ashley.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. Glad that you came excited. And I hope that this is an encouragement to you to have an opportunity to share in this way you reached out to me through the messenger, and I noticed what you were talking about was something that would be of interest to people and be helpful to people, and wanted to give you an opportunity to share, especially early on in this, so it gives you even more encouragement to move forward with your group.
Yes, I'm excited to be here.
So as we talk about Brody, and we're just a month or so into his diagnosis, and you've already started this group, you were motivated to do that, how many members does the group currently have?
As of this morning, there were 25 members. Now, I haven't checked to approve. It is a private group, so not just anyone can join. You do have to, you know, answer just a couple of questions and whatnot. So as of this morning, there was 25.
And you have found through that connections with, like you mentioned in the first segment, someone that you had gone to school with.
Yes.
And you're connecting with other women who have children with autism and have had that experience. And so how has that been helpful to you to see what they're going through and knowing that you're going to have similar experiences?
It really, you know, like I said before, I'm a control freak and I like to be in control of everything. But unfortunately, like with this situation, I'm not in control. You know, it's a day by day thing. However, listening to these other moms and seeing, you know, their journeys, it kind of does give me a glimpse. One thing that I've noticed, you know, with autism, like you just flat out don't know. You do have children who are successful and have college degrees and, you know, have security clearance and are in the military. And then you have some, you know, who are still in diaper. Like, you just don't know. And I mean, at the end of the day, like, when I first got Brody's diagnosis, I struggled with it a lot because, you know, it's almost like you're grieving a loss of something that's physically still there. But I really had to get in touch mentally and, you know, be like, you know what, Ashley, like, your child's not broken. Yes, the dreams that you had, the life that you envision is gone, but that doesn't mean that you can't dream a bigger dream. And that was another thing that this past weekend, like that was the whole keynote around the business trip that I went on, was like, do you dare to dream? Do you dare to dream big? And when I walked out of that conference, like I was just like, okay, let's go. Like Brody is not broken. We're going to rock and roll with this. I know that me as a mom, I'm going to do whatever it takes, get him, you know, whatever he needs to be able to live life as best as he can. And I want to create a safe space for these other mamas. That way we can talk about things, because especially with me being new into this, like I don't even know which way to turn, you know? And so I started it for these other moms, but also like I really started it for myself, because I want to know what options are out there. And if one thing doesn't work for me, then I might could try this and it would work, you know? So
that's great. And you were talking to my wife downstairs before the show, and there was a quote that you gave to her about suffering in silence.
Yes.
Share that again.
So 9 months ago, I really tapped into trying to become healthier, just overall, physically, mentally, spiritually, the whole shebang. I've always been a very open and transparent person. I've never had trouble talking to anyone. I'd talk to a stop sign if it talked back to me. But I will honestly say that in the past, I didn't use that for good. I had a mouth on me and I didn't have a filter, and you know, what you got was what you got.
Like it was some kind of virtue. And you probably yes. thought that at the time, like, this is virtuous that I'm able to say whatever I think.
Yes.
And maybe not as acceptable as looking back, you're thinking, probably yeah. shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. Sometimes silence is a good thing. So I'm learning that. But yes, 9 months ago, I started that journey. And among this journey, like, I've just realized I heal out loud because I've got a past. Everybody has a past. Who doesn't have one?
It's a great time to apologize to people, too.
Yes. I've already done that on my Facebook Live. Like, if you go to my Facebook, you will see all kinds of apologies. But yes, to anyone I may have hurt in the past, I'm so sorry for that. But yes, I heal out loud so other people don't have to suffer in silence. And that is my biggest thing. And, you know, people ask me, like, do you not worry that people think that you talk too much? And I'm like, no, because at the end of the day, people are going to talk whether you're doing good or bad. So just Share your story, because you never know.
Think about Inky Johnson. Do people say he talks too much?
Yeah.
That's what he's getting paid to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm getting paid to talk.
Yeah.
And if I'm not talking, there's nothing happening in this airtime. It's silence.
Yeah.
So we have to come up with the words and talk about things that are important, that matter. That's what I felt like when I started this show, was I wanted to talk about the things that mattered. I wanted to talk about the great work that people were doing, the efforts that people had, and the needs that people had, and share that with anybody that would listen.
Yeah.
So that they would understand that there are opportunities out there to make a difference in very unique and special ways. Endless possibilities.
Yeah. 210% agree. And I love it.
And you're going to see that through your group. Even with 25 members now, as you start to grow, and you're going to see the connections that you're going to make and the impact that it's going to make on their life as well as your life. Think about this show. I started it on a mission after my dad died of cancer, and I wanted to see the good things. I wanted to be encouraged myself.
Yeah.
So I bring on guests who can encourage Mark, and then that then helps me to be an encouragement to others.
Yes, absolutely. It's like a domino effect.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so people can follow this group, Resilient Warriors, on Facebook. The women can follow this group on Resilient Warriors on Facebook.
Yes. And if for some reason you can't search it and find it when you search it into, you know, the Facebook search bar, you can always look at my Facebook. It's Ashley with two E's more. And I have the post pinned to the very top of my page. So when you go to my own personal page, it's the very first post and the link to join is there.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I hope that someone listening today is encouraged by this message and will join your group, Resilient Warriors. Find where they can make a difference in the lives of others too. Take that and then go on their own mission, because we can all take someone's journey and learn from that and take our own steps to figure out where we fit and where we can make a difference.
Yes.
And so that's a huge thing, is that people look at you, Ashley, and say, well, if she did this within a period of a month, just over a month, was encouraged to do this, well, I can do this too. And that's what I hope that it does, is motivates somebody somewhere today to find their way of making a difference, whether that's in the autism community or some other community that they really need help and support.
Yes. Yes. Dream big.
Ashley Moore, I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It was an honor.
You're welcome. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by the show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and then subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations in Athens, Alabama. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Special kind of hero, hero, no ordinary hero, talking about a hero, special kind of hero. There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, fresh pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.